Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from Mumbai. England smashed the record for the highest run chase in a World T20 event as well as put up their own highest score in a T20 international as they beat South Africa by 3 wickets in Mumbai. Having conceded 229 for 4 in their 20 overs, the Englishmen came up with a sensational run chase as they won with 2 balls to spare, thus keeping their hopes alive of a semi-final spot. After a 2-run opening over from David Willey, the next 4 overs produced 70 runs in a stunning display of batting as Ewan Morgan had put South Africa into bat. Quinton de Kock raced to his half century, and meanwhile Hashim Amla was dropped by Topley at mid-off. But he chose a very mediocre Chris Jordan to make a statement, hitting 3 consecutive 4s and then followed them with a pull 6. England had used 5 bowlers in just the 6 overs bowled, and the partnership was finally broken at 96 for 1 in the 8th over when de Kock was caught at deep mid-wicket of Moeen Ali. It brought AB de Villiers to the middle with chants of his name from the fans in the Wankhede Stadium. He hit 2 consecutive sixes of Adil Rashid, but he hinted at more carnage, but a rush of blood to the head saw de Villiers charge and mishit to point. But the lull was momentary, for South Africa's mood perked up when Amla slogged Ali for 6 to bring up his 50 in 25 balls, taking the score to 127 for 1 at the halfway stage. He was soon out for 58 runs, sweeping at Ali again and missing, but Dumini's late hitting brought him 50 runs in just 26 balls, and with David Miller collecting 28 runs from 12 balls, South Africa galloped to 229 for 4. Chasing 230 runs required something extraordinary from a side that was run-ragged by Chris Gayle at the same ground 2 evenings ago. Jason Roy, 16-ball 43, gave the Mumbai fans more to shout about and briefly lifted visions of an England win. But in reality, it was Joe Root's exemplary 83 from 44 balls that was the difference between an early exit and a stunning comeback from what could have been a disappointing loss to the West Indies. Roy hit 4 boundaries off Kagiso Rabada's first over, and then 23 runs came off Dale Steyn's first over, with Alex Hales hitting 3 fours and Roy sweeping for 6 nonchalantly. The first 2 overs had brought 44 runs, but England ended their power play on 89 for 3 after losing both Roy and Hales as well as Ben Stokes. But Joe Root was untouchable. His first boundary came off his 12th ball as he hit JP Dumini for 6. He then put on a 75-run partnership with Joss Butler in 6 overs, which ended in the 16th over when Imran Tahir had the latter stumped for a 14-ball 21. Joined by Moeen Ali, Root continued his assault on the bowlers with 3 fours off Chris Morris in the 18th over, but he fell off the second ball of the penultimate over, caught at mid-wicket. 2 more wickets fell in the last over to raise the tension, but Moeen Ali finally kept his cool to finish the job and take England home.